Just one question in the halakha. The question was asked, on Shabbat, is it permissible to smash avocados? Person has an avocado, he places it in a bowl, and he wants to take a fork, and he wants to smash the avocado, or for that matter, a cooked potato. He wants to put it in the plate, and he wants to smash it. Is that permissible or not? The same question would be by a banana. He wants to feed it to a baby, let's say, so he wants to smash it with the fork. Is that permissible or not? One of the 39 milachot on Shabbat is tohen. Tohen is grinding. Grinding literally means to take something that's one object and grind it and make it into smaller objects, smaller particles. For example, you take a spice. Let's say you would take a cinnamon stick and you would grind it up and you'd make now small little pieces. That would be considered tohen. Included in the isur of tohen is also risuk. Risuk is smashing. Because really, when you're smashing something, it really would turn into separate pieces. Only because there's liquid and there's moisture, so that keeps it together. But in truth, it's really, you know, breaking a piece into different pieces. However, the rabbis were lenient that if you use a fork to mash the avocado or the banana or the potato, it would be permissible. There are some rabbis that are stringent and say you should use the back of the fork, use the handle part. Meaning you do it in a not normal fashion, then for certainly it would be permissible. That's the way the Menuchat Tava comes out. He says, "Amachmir tavo alav beracha." That better to use the back, the handle of the knife or the handle of the fork in order to make risuk. And another condition is so long as it's for immediate consumption. Which means you're not doing it, you know, for later on. You're doing it in order to eat it right away. Therefore, the halakha would be permissible. So those that are lenient to use the fork, meaning the back of the fork to smash it, they have what to rely on. And Kamavadiyah does write that in Yahavedat, in his Teshuvah, in Chelek Siman Chavzayin. But the Mahmid Tabu'ala Berachat, you want to use the back of it, so you're covered according to all the opinions. So halakha l'maaseh mutar, it's permissible to smash the avocado with the fork, so long as it's for immediate consumption.